like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClellan.
This is It's Movie Time.
It's movie time.
Post-Oscars. Yep. It's always questionable whether you're going to have good films or not.
Right.
A Wrinkle in Time.
It caused a lot of stir because it's directed by Ava DuVernay.
Yes.
And she is the first black woman to direct a $100 million movie. So I was really excited about seeing this movie.
Good.
It has Oprah Winfrey in it, Reese Witherspoon, and it's an adaptation of a well-known young adult science fiction book. I think it was released in 1962. A young girl with her young brother and a friend travel through space and time to find Meg's missing father. And of course, there are some very dark, frightening obstacles on the way, you know, like the big swirling black smoky cloud. They're sent into the cosmos by Mrs. Who, Mrs. What's-It, and Mrs. Witch. And these three are there to teach these travelers. They're to encourage them to be true to themselves and to those that they love. So there's an ongoing
lesson. Oh, really? Did you get that message? Because I think it was about 10 times in the film.
I know, over and over. But then it gets lost. So
those three witches are astral guides. Foolishly, you have Oprah Winfrey first appearing as some gigantess,
yes,
dwarfing the kids and everybody
else,
scaring the bejesus out of everybody. One of the reservations I have about the film is that these three guides are really almost worthless.
Oh, I think so, too. Well, they shouldn't have been. They should have been driving the plot.
Yes.
To make it better to be understood. Instead, the over-the-top makeup and costumes I found extremely distracting.
But you could be very interested in how many different eyebrows Oprah has.
Or frosted lipstick.
And their costumes are just garish,
They detracted, I thought, from the film.
I know.
And the same with the special effects. They were ambitious, but they did nothing to drive the plot.
Well, you know, the It looks like that Rorschach test from Arrival. A protoplasmic octopus.
Right.
The more interesting character in the film for me was Dad, played by Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah. He was wonderful.
Yeah, he just doesn't get much time.
No, he's lost in space.
Right, for 4 years he's lost.
Right.
And boy, does he get a bad rap for leaving the family. But that was part, for me, of the tonal difficulties we had here.
Right.
We had some humorous moments, particularly with Charles Wallace, the Wunderkind.
Right.
Meg. All of her, she's supposed to build on her deficiencies, and I didn't see that. I didn't see where she built on them.
She was a typical teenager. Yeah. She had been bullied, you know, it shows that in the beginning.
Played
of the movie.
By Storm Reid, who did a fairly good job of remaining blank.
But the storyline just seems to get so lost in all the CGI scenes that range from beautiful mountains to fiery forests to some creepy Stepford Wives neighborhood.
Oh, that's
and
a good one, right? That's
lost in it. There's no continuity of a storyline at all, I thought.
Don't really know where they are.
Yeah.
Poof, they're gone from here to gone to there.
And why are they there? Why is this getting them closer to finding the father?
And I really commend filmmakers and story writers for doing this. For building up the confidence of kids, for telling kids how to deal with good and evil in the world. And this film has that goal.
Right.
It's just that what it presents to us is something chaotic.
Very chaotic. I thought there was something wrong with me because I said to myself, I'm not following this at all. Maybe it's because I never read the book. I don't know. The little guy who played her young brother, Charles Wallace, don't you love his name?
Yeah.
He's played by Derek McCabe. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah.
He was very good.
It was the kind of one where a bright 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid can really do well.
Yeah.
Because they give him the best lines.
Right. The best scenes. They were comical. They were funny. They were weird.
The kids are so used to chaos in their lives.
That's true.
To see it in the film is so. Like you, I'm not that impressed with the CGI, but I'm not sure kids are that discerning. You go in with big expectations. Mm-hmm. Such a well-known young adult novel.
Right.
Linda Boss McClellan.
Yes, sir.
The film is A Wrinkle in Time. What grade do you award it?
I was disappointed in the film. They needed someone to iron out the wrinkles in this movie.
Oh, nice, Linny.
So I gave it a C.
Here I'm going to copycat you, and I'm going to award it a C as well.
Okay, all righty.
Help with those wrinkles. See it just to enjoy it at this time of year.
Yes. It's Movie Time is produced by the always amazing John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.